Welcome to Torah Mecha Nach Yomi with the OUM's initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Parak 52. The last parak ended with the beginning of the Haftorah for Parshas Shoftim. The people ask Hashem to save them from the pains of Galus. Hashem responds by comforting the people and telling them that they will be saved, which is the beginning of the Haftorah of Parshas Shoftim. They should not fear man and should only fear Hashem. In the end, Hashem will bring the Geula and give the punishments to the enemies who have tormented the Jews. The last few parakim, I've been highlighting one sefer that has been helpful in the preparation of Yeshayahu. This parak, I'd like to use what may be surprising, which is the Chukar edition of Mikros Gedolos published by Art Scroll. It has the standard Rashi, Radak, Malbim, Sudos, and Ibn Ezra, which have been corrected based on manuscripts. Then there are Perushim that I have not found in any other sefer. There is a parish called Mincha Gdola, which was written in the 1700s by Rav Moshe Frankfurt, whose approach to this parak focuses on self-growth. There is also the parish of the Chida, called Chomes Oneich. Whenever a pasuk is quoted in the Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, or Midrashim, it is also quoted on the page of the Mikros Gedolos. Plus, there are a few more additions, like relevant passages from the Maharal or the Ramban. I'd like to learn the parak with the help of the Mincha Gdola, the Ibn Ezra, and the Chida. Let's begin with the Mincha Gedola, as he explains this parak in a beautiful manner. The parak begins answering the questions of how can the Jews get out of Galus. Hashem says to them, Pasuk 1, Uri, Uri, Livshi Uzech Tzion. Get up, and wear the clothes of your strength, Tzion. Hashem is challenging the Jewish people not to be passive. Pick yourselves up and don't blame your Yetzahara and circumstances for your mistake. You should wear Uzech, your strength that comes from Tzion. Oz, our strength, is a reference to Torah. In Parak 2 it says, Ki mitzion tehseh Torah, that Torah emanates from Sion. The Torah, which is sourced in Sion, is a tool to help the Jewish people get rid of our flawed characters. When we start to learn, we can change if we apply the lessons to our lives. Livshi bigdei sefartech Yerushalayim ir hakodesh. Wear the clothes of your splendor, Yerushalayim, holy city. The clothing of a person is their mitzvos. Doing mitzvahs properly changes a person's nature. They become the splendor that others can see. The pasuk begins with the word Uri, repeated twice. Uri means inspire yourself to learn Torah, and Uri, inspire yourself again to do mitzvahs. When Hashem sees that we are trying, He steps in to help us out. Hashem makes sure that our Yetzirah cannot stop us from doing that which we are trying to accomplish. Ki lo yosif yavo vach od arel v'tameh. The uncircumcised and impure, the Yetzirah will not come to you anymore. The Mincha Gedola highlights an important principle. In the spiritual world, Hashem responds to that which man initiates. When man starts to take positive actions, if he does mitzvos, learns Torah, davens, then Hashem responds in kind with exponentially more positive actions in response. The initial step, though, must come from us. This pasuk is saying that we need to be inspired and try to learn and do mitzvos, and then Hashem will help us be successful. Pasuk 2. Hisna'ari me'afar kumi, shvi Yerushalayim. Shake yourself off from the dust and get up and sit Yerushalayim. Hashem has compared the Jewish people to both the stars in the sky and the dust of the earth. When the Jewish people do the will of Hashem, they are like stars. When they do not do Hashem's will, they are like dust. Hashem is telling us to shake the dust off of ourselves and do tshuva. We should instead act like is befitting of Yerushalayim, the most elevated place in the world, so that we may live there. How did the Jews end up in this long galus that will only end with Mashiach? Chazal say that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for one reason. Sinas chinam, baseless hatred. Pasuk 3. Chinam nimkartem. You were sold because of your chinam, your nothing, your baseless hatred. This was the root cause of your galus. Moving away from baseless hatred requires determination. When people stop being jealous of each other, baseless hatred is lessened. This seems like an impossible task. People seem to always compare how much money and stuff and status other people have, which leads to hatred. Says the Mincha Gedola, the only way to get rid of jealousy is to remove the money that causes it. V'lo v'chesef tika elu. You will be redeemed when you do not have money. When there is no more competition between people, sinas chinam will disappear and the geula can come. Galus has been part of Jewish life for too long. First, the Jewish people were in Galus Mitzrayim, and then Ashur oppressed them. Galus has impacted how Hashem is perceived in the world. When the Jews are in Galus, Pasuk 5, V'samid kol hayom shmi mino utz. My name is all day, every day, blasphemed. During Galus, the nations of the world insult and deny Hashem regularly. They do not fear denying his principles or his existence. Often, when the Jews witness this Chilul Hashem, it does not bother them, which causes their relationship to Hashem to unravel even more, as they do not care about him. One way to repair this rift is for the Jews to begin to care about Chilul Hashem. Pasuk 6, Lachain, therefore. The word Lachain means that the statement that follows is a swear, a promise from Hashem. Lachain, Yeda Ami Shmi. Therefore, when my nation knows my name, when my nation understands how important it is for Hashem's name to be sanctified in this world, Hashem is swearing that when the nation understands the importance of Kiddush Hashem, Lachain Bayomahu, therefore, on that day when my nation starts to try to strengthen Kiddush Hashem, the sanctification of Hashem's name throughout the world, then they won't need any more preparation, tefillos, tshuva, or cries to be saved from galus. Hashem will come to save them without being asked. Ki ani hu hamedaber hineni, because I am the one who says, here I am, I will now save you. The news of this salvation will be shared very precisely. Even good news can have a negative impact. The Chiddush says that when people are told very good news suddenly, it can be dangerous, as a shock can be deadly. When Sarah Imenu heard that her son Yitzchak was not slaughtered for Akedas Yitzchak, Rashi says that her soul left her and she died. It was positive news, but it impacted her. For this reason, the news of the Geula will be shared slowly. Pasuk 7. Manavu al haharim ragle mevasir. How beautiful is the way that the good news is shared on the mountain. The news of the Geula will be shared with sensitivity, showing that Hashem cares for the people. First, the people are told that there will now be shalom, the removal of problems. Next, they are just told mevaser tov, that there's good news coming, allowing them to adjust to the change. Finally, once the people are ready, mashmia Yeshua, the salvation is announced. And when the people have adjusted to that new reality that there is salvation, Omer Litzion Malach Elokayach, they say the best news to Tzion, Hashem now rules as king. The Mincha Gedolah says that there are three stages of Geula shared with the world, and one part is reserved to be shared only with the Jewish people. There is Shalom. The Jewish people will no longer be subjugated to the other nations. There is Mevaser Tov, good news, which means that the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, the epitome of bad, the opposite of good news, will end. And finally, Mashmia Yeshua, salvation will be announced. The world will be told that the Shechina is leaving Galus. This phrase is very neutral in comparison to the fact that the Jews are told, Omer Litzion Malach Elokayach, that Zion is told, the Jewish people, your God rules as king. The rest of the world may quibble when they are told that Hashem is now king because it means that Hashem wasn't before king, and how is it possible that Hashem could be only king now and not before? The news is shared with understanding of the listeners, with intelligence and sensitivity. After Tchiyas HaMeshim, the next stage of Geula, the news that is shared will be shared differently. Pasuk 8. Nasu kol yakdav yiranenu. With a raised voice, together they will sing, B'shuv Hashem Tzion, when Hashem returns to Tzion. At that time, there will be no one left to argue and make a chilul Hashem, so the news will be shared clearly and explicitly. The Pesukim have only mentioned that the people will be saved, but it has not mentioned that the land will be saved. But the people should, Pasuk 9, pitzchu ranenu yakdav, be happy and sing together. They should realize that Nicham Hashem Amo, that when Hashem comforts his nation, that means that Ga'al Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim has also been saved. The salvation of the Jewish people and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim will forever be linked. Regarding rebuilding and saving Yerushalayim, Pasuk 10, Chasaf Hashem Ezro'a Kadsho Le'enei Kol Hagayim. Hashem has revealed his holy arm to the nations of the land. The Ibn Ezra explains that this means that Hashem shows his strength to all. Everyone in the world will see that Hashem is saving the Jewish people. What is asked of the Jewish people is for them to leave from Galus at this time. Pasuk 11, Suru suru tzu misham, depart, depart, go out from there. Leave quickly, don't delay. Each person should leave the place where they have been exiled. Unlike in the times of Ezra, the Jews should make plans to leave. Tamei al tiga'u tzu mitocha. Don't touch any impure things as you are leaving, just leave from the midst of it. The Ibn Ezra says that they should separate themselves from the nations that where they have been living. They have been embedded in the culture. Now that it is Geula, they should leave those values behind. Hibaru nosei klei Hashem. Be clean, those who carry the vessels of Hashem. Those who learn Torah are the ones who are carrying the vessels of Hashem at this time. During the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kohanim carried the Aron that held the Torah. Now, the people who learn Torah are carrying the Torah within themselves. They are expected to act with more purity because of what they are holding within themselves. What the people carry reflects the tools they need to leave Galus. The people only need to leave with their Torah and mitzvos. The Mitzudas Dovin notes that they do not carry swords and weapons like any other nation would have when they were going into a new country. While Hashem told them to leave and not delay, they will not leave Galus like the Jews left Mitzrayim, Pasuk 12, the Chipazon, in a rush. They should leave calmly, with organization, not in a panic. They shouldn't act like they're running away. Hashem is leading them and gathering them from all over the earth out of Galus. With this vision of Geula, the Haftorah for Parsha Shoftim ends. The next three Pesukim and all of Parak 53 are one Nevuah, which is called Eved Hashem, the servant of Hashem Nevuah. It talks about one person who exemplifies the positive traits of the nation. The Ibn Ezra says, and I quote, Zos HaParsha Kashem Ma'od. This section is very challenging. B'toa Ruach Omro Shehu Remez Lelo Haha. And there are those who are mistaking, saying it is hinting to their God. The Christians use this parak as a proof for their position of their religion and that Messiah has already come. There are different approaches to who is the servant of Hashem. The Ibn Ezra quotes Rav Sadia Gaon, who says it's Yirmiyahu. The Ibn Ezra disagrees and explains the parak to mean that it is talking about every Eved Hashem, servant of Hashem and Galus. Rashi explains this parak to be talking about the collective Jewish people. The Ramban agrees that this parak is really talking about the Jewish people as a whole, but he also explains the Midrashic approach to these psukim that it is talking about Melech HaMashiach, Mashiach, the future king of Israel. Pasuk 13, Hinei Yaskil Avdi, behold, how intelligent is Mashiach. Mashiach will know it is the right time and will gather everyone, not by force, but by his spirit. He will be more powerful than any king and will take all the exiles from wherever they may be. In the past, no one knew exactly when Mashiach will come, but Mashiach will recognize the signs that it is time for him to come. He will be more Yarum, more raised than Avraham. Avraham converted individuals, Mashiach will convert nations. He will be more Nisa, lifted up, than Moshe. Moshe convinced one king, Paro, to let the Jews go. Mashiach will convince all the nations that the Jews should leave. V'gava, he will be higher than the Melachim, who fight on behalf of the Jews in Galus. Mashiach will fight more than all of them. Continuing with the Ramban's explanation, at the beginning the people will mock him, Pasuk 14, Kasher shamamu alecha rabim, many will be appalled at you. Zechariah describes Mashiach as a poor man riding on a donkey. He looks much differently than everyone else. The nations will doubt that he can save himself from Galus, let alone save others. They will not understand what to make of Mashiach's humility. Just like Mashiach will shock individuals, Pasuk 15, Ken yazeh goyim rabim, alav yikitsu melachim pihem. So shall he startle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. These kings will fear him and will be nervous not to gossip about Mashiach, that he will find out about what they are saying. They will be scared because when they meet the Mashiach, ki asher lo tsupar lehem ra'u, what has not been told to them, they will see. According to the Radak, they are scared of Mashiach as they see he is greater than they ever were told. Vasher lo shamu hisponanu, and they understand that he is greater than they were ever told. In this parak, the Navi describes how the Jews can merit leaving Galus by learning Torah, doing mitzvos, and being conscious about Chilul Hashem. The news will be shared with sensitivity. In the times of the Geula, there will be no more subjugation to foreign powers, no more death. Hashem will be king, and the Jewish people will return to a rebuilt Yerushalayim, and the dead will be resurrected. The Jews are encouraged to leave Galus, but not to leave in a panic, as this exodus is being orchestrated by Hashem, which will keep them safe. The last three psukim are the introduction to the following parak, which discusses the renewed respect of the nations for the Jewish people, according to Rashi, or discusses Melech HaMashiach, according to the Ramban. This parak had an important lesson within it. The Chidah and Mincha Gedola emphasize how Hashem will share the news of the Geula with sensitivity and care. Communication always requires being conscious and aware of how our words impact those who are receiving them, whether we are sharing negative or positive news. Thank you for learning together, Li'ui Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.